It's 7:38. This is Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK, and we want to find out how we can be truly free. We're going to talk with Mark Skandert. Now, he's the founding director of Reimagine. It's a spiritual formation center based in San Francisco. And he's also the author of Practicing the Way of Jesus. And his book that we're talking about today is called Free. It's spending your time and money on what matters most. Good morning, Mark. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, good morning, PK and Ted. It's fun to be with you. I grew up listening to KTIS in Minneapolis.
Oh, you did. Great. Awesome.
Awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Full circle then here for you.
Yeah. I like being back home.
Awesome. That's great. Well, today's the start of the Minnesota State Fair, too, if that makes you homesick.
Yes. Love it.
Very good. Well, you know, this whole idea that you've put forth in this book, Free, is very compelling, I think, especially in, you know, this land of opportunity we live in. And really, we're pitched the idea every day, probably from multiple sources, that we just need this little bit more to have a truly whole life, a truly peaceful life. That's what advertising does to us, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah. And so the definition of simplicity that I'm using in the book is learning to spend your time and money on what matters most. Mm-hmm. You know, I think so many of us have good dreams about how we want to live, seeking God's kingdom, pursuing justice, doing meaningful work, and investing in our relationships. But for many of us, those good dreams are frustrated by things like school loans and consumer debts, less than meaningful work, and our patterns of hurry, worry, and overspending. And sometimes we try and solve those immediate financial and time challenges without addressing the deeper soul issues. And I think if we start with those soul issues, it's a lot easier to make good choices about time and money.
And I think it's really critical, too, how you start off the book, just to really have us examine ourselves and to name what matters most to us. Do you think that's difficult when we're so caught up in the day-to-day kind of thing? How do we break it down?
Yeah, I really think that, you know, Jesus invites us into a life where we learn to live without worry, fear, and greed, believing that we have enough, and really seeing that all that we have and all that we are has been given to us to do good. So it's good to take the time to really reflect on those deeper questions about why am I here? What does matter most? Who are the most important people for me to invest in? And maybe that's not how it usually goes in our culture, that we live more reactively than reflectively. But I think we're being invited to really think through those questions.
You know, Mark, when I've heard the passage about where Jesus says, you know, tells the rich young ruler to sell everything he has and give to the poor and come and follow him, there's this little pang of guilt sometimes that I feel because, you know, I'm obviously not doing that. I mean, I have a TV at home. I have, you know, some nice things, and I'm very thankful for that. So, I mean, how do we reconcile that with what Jesus is telling us there? It's okay to have things. Do we need to feel guilt? What do you think?
Right. Well, I don't think guilt's a very good motivator. I think maybe we have to look a little deeper at why Jesus told him to do that. Actually, in Luke 12, he tells all of his disciples, hey, sell your possessions and give to the poor. I actually got a group of people together about 7 years ago, and we wrestled with that passage and said, what if we tried that? Or at least, what if we tried and sell half of what we have to give those resources to the poorest people in the world? And what it revealed for us is our disordered attachment to the things that we own. When we did that project, we're going through our closets and seeing, wow, I have 27 shirts. How could I possibly use all of these? Or there's still clothes in my closet that have tags on them, and I bought them 2 or 3 years ago. When we tried to sell some of our things, we found out that most of what we owned wasn't nearly as valuable as we thought it was. And so I think that Jesus told the rich young ruler and invites us too to sell our possessions because he's challenging our assumptions about how life works. Do we live in a world of scarcity or abundance? And I think Jesus is encouraging us to live out of that sense of abundance. You can give away everything you have and you'd still have everything you need. Mm-hmm. Because that's the kind of world we live in.
Yeah, I think it's mm-hmm. fascinating when I see these people that sell their homes and all that, and then they build like a tiny little 700 you know, little, I don't even know if it's square feet, but these little tiny, tiny houses, and they're very happy, and they've learned to get by on less and not, I always think of that line where we talk about, you know, do your things own you or do you own them? And then what do we do with, like you're talking in the book about the ultimate purpose? We'll be right back with more from Mark Scandrett, and we're talking about his book today, Free. It's about spending your time and money on what matters most. And so we'll be back in just a moment with more on Faith Radio Mornings.
Talking about this morning here on Faith Radio Mornings. I'm Ted Ross with PK, and joining us on the phone right now is Mark Scandrett. He is the founding director of Reimagine. That's a spiritual formation center based in San Francisco, and he's author of the book Free, Spending Your Time and Money on What Matters Most.
Mark, I appreciate this book because you have so many practical little worksheets kind of to fill out, just questions that we can examine our hearts and, you know, just our whole attitude toward how we approach our lives. This is a great workbook. I'll call it a workbook, I guess, because you can go through so many practical applications on here. Can you run through for us a little bit three core beliefs that kind of put together this book that you talked about in here? What were the three basic kind of beliefs when you put this book together?
Sure. The first is that we're created with a purpose to seek God's kingdom and to do good. The second, that we have enough. And the third, that we can use what we have, our time, talents, and resources, to do good.
And is that easier for those that are financially set, if you will, maybe for the wealthier, or does this translate across every economic level?
Yeah, when my wife Lisa and I wrote this book together, and we wanted to make sure that the principles in the book could connect with people from a wide variety of backgrounds. So we tell stories in each chapter, including people who have a lot of resources and others who don't have very much at all. I think any of us can make choices to spend our time and money on what matters most.
And the attitude of gratitude is a huge part of this as well, and believing that we have enough. How do we do that?
Mm-hmm. Well, what we've found is that for the seven sort of steps to work within the book, that the best way to really to apply the truth and reality of God's good news to our lives is in a group or community context where we can support each other in making changes. And so the book's designed actually to go through in a small group. And there's videos online to support it, but to encourage each other to take those steps. So 1 week it might be, hey, let's each make a gratitude list each day this week as a practice that will help us to live in this reality.
And you wrote this with your wife, Lisa. Did you guys struggle? Because I know this is oftentimes one of the toughest areas for married couples, for, you know, couples just to manage and navigate this, is the financial piece of how we, again, do our, you know, time, talent, and treasure. How did you guys do? I'm just going to pick on you a little bit, but
yeah. Well, when as kids growing up in Minnesota, I'm from Minneapolis. Lisa's from Wilmer. We met at a Christian service camp up near Brainerd, and we knew that we had some big dreams to care for at-risk kids in inner city Minneapolis and to have a home and children and offer hospitality. And we knew that some of those dreams didn't quite gel with sort of the expectations of more earning and spending. And so right around the time that we got engaged, we started talking about our dreams and what the cost would be in terms of time and money. And you know, there's trade-offs between time and money in our lives. How you spend your time, how you spend your life, and how you spend money influences whether your time is free to do the things that you care most deeply about. And so we really worked over the course of a few years to work with the principles in three about learning to be content. You know, Paul said to his apprentice Timothy, "I've learned a secret, and if we have food and clothes, we'll be content with that." If we can embrace that kind of abundance, we're going to have more time to invest in the things that really make life meaningful and in our relationships. Jesus, in his parable, The Four Soils, talked about the fruitful lives we were created for, but also mentioned a threat in that third soil. He says, it's the worries and the pleasures and riches of life that can choke the plant, making it unfruitful. And so I think we're all being invited to consider, what's crowding my life from the things that are most meaningful and most important? And could I take a step to eliminate those obstacles and keep myself free to be available to God and to the people in my life?
And so you and Lisa also you've worked through those things together, but now you have children, your parents. Tell me what it's like as parents to impart that to your kids.
Yeah, great question. We've got two kids in college, one starting, and a third child who's a junior in high school. So we wanted to raise them with a sense of abundance. I remember our daughter came to us when she was 5 or 6 years old and asked, are we rich or poor? You know, and we knew that the answer to that question would shape her for the rest of her childhood. So I told her, you know, we're really rich. We have everything that we need, good food, good friends, a safe, warm place to live. And we're well off. And especially when we consider this on a global level, like we can always find people who are better off than we are, you know, point to the billionaires in my area, the tech stars. But compared to the 3 billion people on the planet that live on $2 a day or less, most of us are in the top 1%. And I think we can own that, celebrate it, and realize that wealth has been given to us to bless others. And so we've tried to do some things with our kids to teach them to be responsible with money. And, you know, in another place, Jesus said, if you can't be trusted with material resources, how can you be trusted with the true riches of the kingdom? So we tried to do something like my dad and mom taught me, where we started giving our kids an allowance when they were 4 or 5 years old, but also asking them to keep a record of their earning and spending, and to give them a little part of the family budget to manage their clothing money, some gift money for their friends' birthdays, so that from an early age they'd learn, you know, to really steward their resources well.
Yeah, that's good. Mark Skandrit's joining us here. He is the founding director of Reimagine, the Spiritual Formation Center, based in San Francisco. And we're talking about his latest book, Free, Spending Your Time and Money on What Matters Most. Do you think another way to maybe drive that point home is to take your kids on a mission trip? You don't do it for that reason, but I think that helps, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. To cross a boundary, to see the kind of resources that we have. One of the surprising things, I took my daughter to El Salvador with me with an organization called Compassion International that I do some work with. The surprising thing about being in those developing world contexts is how happy people often are and how grateful they are. And that was the message that we got standing in a hut with, you know, just mud floors and holding hands in prayer with a mom and her child, that they really have learned a lesson that is important for us to learn too, about receiving life from our Creator and being grateful. And not to say that there aren't hard, very difficult things, but anyone on the planet can learn to live with a sense of our Creator's abundance and pursue the things that are most meaningful.
Mark, I really appreciate that this is really curriculum that would work well, like you were saying, for a small group, and especially with churches kind of ramping up their fall programs and so on. This might be a great tool for them to impart to their congregation members. And again, it's Mark Scandrett. The book is free, Spending Your Time and Money on What Matters Most. I like the one-year goals in key life areas. There's a worksheet there to work through that. And how did you come up with some of these areas? Because it's just such a practical approach of body care, for instance, relationships, the work of your hands. Is this just from your own experience? These are the things you learned as you tried to achieve this? Or did you have mentors along your way to help you too?
Yeah, these are steps that Lisa and I have tried to work with over the years. And then the last 7 years, we've been leading workshops, kind of 6 to 8 week workshops with groups. And so we've noticed what's helpful and what's not helpful in that context to help each other. Actually, there was a group in Minneapolis that served as a pilot for this book. And it was really fun to get feedback from them on the ways that it deepened their relationships with each other in the group and really freed them up to make new choices. And we've seen that over and over. A lot of things that we feel invited, the new steps we feel invited to take in our lives, they're hard to take if we have to do them alone. But that group environment where we're supported to take those steps, it's much easier to do when we're together. And so we've seen over and over folks who have been able to take steps to get out of debt, to choose more meaningful work and service as a result of, you know, working up through these questions together.
Yeah, our community can really help with it. That's really true. Mark, thank you so much for your time today and for the book, Free Spending Your Time and Money on What Matters Most. There's links up for it at myfaithradio.com, and the full interview will be posted there as well. Appreciate it, Mark.
Yep. Thanks, PK and Theodore.
Yeah.
Yes, appreciate that, sir. Thank you.
Love it. Love it. Blessings to you, too, as you continue to work in your ministry areas, too, there in San Francisco. Thank you again.
Yep, all the best.
Okay.
All right, take care.